Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 35, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. Fighting a little bit of an allergy cold here with the change in seasons here in Chicago, but I'm doing good. I'm excited about the weekend.
Yes, I can't believe it. Derby weekend. The 144th running of the Roses is this Saturday. We're going to talk a lot about that, as well as the Kentucky Oaks. But first, let me go over a few things here. Visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. And at the top of the page, you'll find all the ways you can listen to us. We've got all the bases covered. We've really gone extra mile to make sure you can get any way you want to be able to listen to us. We are now on Facebook because that's new. I wanted to make sure I mentioned that. You can join our Facebook group. There is a link on the webpage. Come join us. We're going to start getting active on there as well, play some videos. You know, who knows what we'll do out there, as well as you'll see other items posted, including we sync our Twitter feed on there as well. You can also ask your Amazon device, Amazon Echo, and you can ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. So you can actually listen to us on that device as well, which is pretty awesome. So be sure you're following us on Twitter. We'll keep mentioning that, Off the Charts HR, as Steve posts any late changes and maybe any of the picks he finds. We are now at 5,500 downloads of our podcast. Episode 34 was just incredible. We had over 500 plus. And Steve and I can't just thank you enough for listening. And we got old and new listeners, hopefully a lot more new listeners as well. Thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. I'm sure, Steve, you feel the same way, right?
I do. Excited yeah. that what we're doing is of interest to the horse players. It's great.
Absolutely. So before we kick in, I wanted to talk a little bit about the DRF and the TVG situation at Churchill. I mean, I find this just to be absurd that you cannot buy a DRF program at Churchill Downs this weekend. And don't you find that to just be just mind-blowing?
Yeah, Dave, you can't buy the daily racing form at Churchill, and TVG has been
Keeneland
banned from the premises. And I saw that their broadcast team is broadcasting the Derby Day festivities from Keeneland. So it's
they just set up shop at an empty track.
Yeah, as you saw last night, I did send Todd Trump at TVG a Twitter question, just asking for his take on the situation. I haven't heard back from him yet, the continuing bizarro world of thoroughbred horse racing in the United States. I'm not going to let that get in my way of what's going to be a great 2 days of handicapping and racing. So,
and we'll be attending this weekend at Arlington Park, and Arlington Park actually opens for the first day of its meet tomorrow on Friday, which I'm excited about. So Arlington is starting up as well. So lots of exciting things coming up here in the world of horse racing. So for our agenda for today, we're going to review last week's results briefly, talk about what happened. We will not, of course, have a Nuggets segment because, of course, we have to handicap the Oaks and Derby Day. There's a lot of races to go over, so we're going to take a week off with the Nuggets segment, and we'll kick in and wrap things up. So if you want to go right into giving us your review of last week briefly and let us know what happened.
Yeah, Dave, really good Saturday last Saturday, really four stakes races. Two top pick winners, two top two pick winners. Our price play that I spoke of on our website and talked about when I in the pick segment paid $21.20 to win. Overall, now our stakes handicapping 188 stakes handicapped, 87 top two pick winners, 46%. When selecting the winner out of our top two picks, so we actually bumped our winning percentage up to 46% from 45 with those four winners last weekend. I hope we're every bit as successful this weekend in handicapping and coming up with winners on Oaks Day and Derby Day.
Absolutely. So, yeah, another great week, and we'll keep it going this week because now what we're going to do is going to go right into the handicapping. You got six and seven races, right?
Correct.
You have six races on Oaks Day, which is tomorrow, Friday the 4th. You know, unusual, you're doing a Friday card, but the Oaks is running, so we want to give the listeners some picks because you want to do the Oaks and Derby Daily Double, which we'll talk about in a minute here. And then, of course, on Derby Day on Saturday the 5th, we have a nice big card of, you have four, five, six, seven races, including the Derby. So let's kick right in. We'll go right into the Friday card on the Oaks Day, and we're going to start right off with the fifth race. The fifth race is 7 furlongs. It's a Grade Two. It's the run. It's the 63rd running of the Eight Bells, and purses $200,000 for fillies, 3-year-olds, and this so will be a start of a pick three with the on starting with the fifth race. Let's get your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So just a heads up to the listeners.
Yes.
Time to get a pen and paper together because I'm not going to spend a lot of time going through the reasons for these picks since I have 13 races to cover in this podcast. So my top selection in this fifth race, Dave, is going to be the one horse. The one horse is Amy's Challenge. I like this horse. This horse is third off a layoff. Should show some early speed. Got Gary Stevens as the jockey, as I said, 5-2 in the morning line. So let's make the one horse, Amy's Challenge, our top selection in the fifth race on Friday at Churchill. Our second selection is going to be the 3-horse, Mia Mischief. Mia Mischief is also a speed horse, but can probably set off the pace. This horse is also 5-2 in the morning line. Asmussen and Santana combine on this one. So let's make the 3-horse Mia Mischief our second selection in the fifth race at Churchill on Friday. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 5-horse. The 5-horse is Talk Vouv to me. I like those sub 12-second ace of a mile back-to-back there in that last race, breaking the maiden at Fairgrounds. So our selections, Dave, in Churchill's fifth race on Friday are the 1, 3, 5, which just also happened to be my dad's favorite numbers when it comes to playing exactas and trifectas. So maybe I'll pass this one along to him.
Got to pass it on to him. All right, sixth race. It's a mile and a 16th. It's a Grade One. It's the 33rd running of the La Trienne. It's $350,000 for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds on upward. Give the picks for that race.
Yeah, Dave. So here's one of my long shot plays over the course of the 2 days. My top selection here is the 5-horse, Apology Not Accepted, 20-1 in the morning line. We get third off a layoff. We get a horse that was cooked on two fast paces back to back. This horse is either going to be on the lead or fairly up close to the lead. Here's a nice long shot play for the listeners. The 5-horse, Apology Not Accepted, is our top selection in this sixth race on Friday at Churchill. Our second selection will be the post-time favorite, the 3-horse Abel Tasman. This horse is even money on the morning line. Baffert Smith coming off a short layoff, a number of bullet works, pretty typical Baffert. Yep. Training segment. Make sure that we put this one in our pick three and gimmicks. The 3-horse Abel Tasman will be our second selection in the sixth race at Churchill on Friday. And our third and final selection is going to be the 2-horse, Dave. The 2-horse is Feral. We get Wayne Catalano and his son-in-law Channing Hill as the jockey. This horse got cooked on a pretty fast pace, cutting the fractions the last time. A little bit of a bounce. Probably will bounce back from that nice winning record. And 14 lifetime starts, 7 wins. So let's make the 2-horse, Dave Farrell, our third selection in Churchill's sixth race on Friday. So to summarize our selections, Dave, our selections in the sixth race on Friday are the 5, 3, and 2.
Okay, let's go right to the seventh race. This is, that sixth race was the second leg of the pick three. This will be the third leg of the pick three, as well as this is the start of the pick five. This is 5 furlongs, a short distance on the turf. It's a Grade Three, the 24th running of the Twin Spires Turf Sprint, and it's $200,000 for 3-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yep. So, Dave, in the seventh race here at Churchill on Friday, my top selection is going to be the 1-horse. The 1-horse is Delectation. We get Wesley Ward, Johnny Velasquez, Lasix for the first time, second North American start, great turf Tomlinson, good, nice turf record. And the price is right at 6-1. So let's make the 1-horse, Dave, in the seventh race at Churchill on Friday, Delectation, our top selection. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the nine horse. The nine horse is a horse I like put on top the last time out. Buchero's the nine, 7-2 in the morning line. This horse is third off a layoff. Definitely improved from a buyer speed figure standpoint the last time. Looks like this horse could handle the soft turf in case the turf does come up soft, which is supposed to get some rain at Churchill both Friday and Saturday. So let's make the nine horse day Buchero our second selection in this Churchill seventh race on Friday. And our third and final selection, Dave, in this race is going to be the three horses, Restless Gambler, 10-1 in the morning line. This horse has got speed. Jimmy Graham is the jockey. He's good on putting horses on the front end. So maybe this horse will have a chance to go wire to wire. Let's make the three horse Restless Gambler our third selection here, Dave. So in Churchill's seventh race on Friday, our selections, Dave, are going to be the one, the nine, and the three.
Okay, we'll go right to the eighth race. This is a mile and a 16th. It's grade two. It's a 15th running of the Ali Sheba, and it's $400,000 for four-year-olds on upward. Get your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so I was kind of torn on the top selection here. I decided to make the three-horse Always Dreaming our top selection, 3-1 in the morning line. Obviously, the Kentucky Derby winner last year, sentimental horse of mine and yours.
Yes.
second off the layoff, probably needed the last race. So let's make the three horse, Dave, Always Dreaming our top selection in this eighth race on Friday at Churchill. Our second selection is the horse that I almost put on top, which is the one horse. The one horse is Good Samaritan. Good Samaritan is 5-2 in the morning line. Second off a layoff, you know, I really think Rosario fits really well with this horse. This horse certainly can win back-to-back, as he's shown in his past performances. So let's make the one horse, Dave, Good Samaritan, our second selection in this eighth race on Friday at Churchill. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be all the way out to the outside post, which is the eight horse Awesome Slew. Awesome Slew raced against Army Mule the last time. This Army Mule has turned out to be a real monster, and this horse was favored against Army Mule. Drew a tough post position, also drew the outside in the last race, but has moved in at least three post positions from 11 to 8 this time. So let's make this eight horse, Awesome Slew, our third and final selection here in this eighth race on Friday at Churchill. So, Dave, to summarize our selections for the eighth race Friday at Churchill are the three, the one, and the eight.
Right. Go right to the 10th race. 10th race is a mile and 16th on the turf. This is a grade three. It's the 34th running of the Edgewood. It's $200,000 for Philly three-year-olds. Get your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So, my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the three horse. The three horse is Altea. This horse is a Tampa Shipper, 6-1 in the morning line, second North American start, Chad, Jose, right combination. So let's make the three horse, Dave, Altea, our top selection in this 10th race at Churchill on Friday. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 11 horse. The 11 horse is Rushing Fall. This horse is the 4-5 morning line favorite. This is Chad Brown and Javier. This horse is coming off a nice win on a yielding turf course at Keeneland and probably will deserve to be the post-time favorite. So let's make the 11 horse, Dave, Rushing Fall, our second selection in this 10th race on Friday at Churchill. And our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be Figuerella's Queen, the four horse. The four horse is 12-1 in the morning line, gets a jockey change to Johnny V. Brad Cox is the trainer. This horse looks like it's got speed, Dave. Look out.
Yep.
Johnny V on the turf with a speed horse. So, and 12-1 in the morning line. So let's make this four horse our third selection in the 10th race on Friday, Dave. So to summarize, Dave, our selections in Churchill's 10th race on Friday are the 3, the 11, and the 4.
All right, let's catch your breath a little bit. We just kicked off 5 races here, so it sounds like you're getting.
Yeah, I'm. Here, so. I'm. I probably need a drink here, Dave. Yeah. So hold on.
So while he's getting a drink here, I knew when I looked at the 4 horse here in this last race in the 10th. You know, how do you pass up Johnny V? First time Johnny V on that Figueroa's Queen. So yeah, that's gonna be tough to beat. That's in some nice odds too.
Yeah, it's nice. 12-1 morning line. It's awesome. So,
But yeah, looks like some great races here, and the only reason I want to give you a little bit of a break here is because this is the big race of the day. This is the 11th race, and of course, mile and an eighth in the Grade 1 running, the 144th running of the Longines Kentucky Oaks. $1 million purse for the filly three-year-olds. A lot of great fillies in this race, and let's get your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so I have a pretty good track record picking Kentucky Derby winners. I also do okay with Oaks winners. And I got a nice long shot for us to play. Let's make the 3-horse, Dave, Classy Act.
Yep.
Our top selection in the Kentucky Oaks. 15-1 in the morning line. BJ Hernandez, Speed Horse, getting blinkers off. Calhoun and Hernandez are 38% when they team up. Calhoun's a 22% trainer in grade stakes. He's got a nice bullet workout. Wow, 15-1 on this horse. I'll take that all day.
Me too.
Let's make the 3-horse, Dave. Classy Act, our top selection. Oh, and by the way, a Tomlinson, a 424 on a sloppy track. So if it comes up sloppy tomorrow. So let's make the 3-horse, Classy Act, our top selection in race 11 on Friday, the Kentucky Oaks. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 10-horse Midnight Basu, 5-1 in the morning line. Mikey Smith, Bill Spar, who doesn't put many horses in graded stakes, is 56% out of 9 tries in graded stakes this past year. Sources got, it looks like it's got a pretty nice closing move. And I think if we don't win, this will probably be the horse that will win. So let's make the 10-horse Midnight Basu, our second selection. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 9-horse. The 9-horse is Take Charge Paula, 15-1 in the morning line. Kara McLaughlin, I like in these kinds of situations, the source of Speed Horse. Gets blinkers on, so you know that this horse is going to be on the engine or close to it. Yep. And 15-1 in the morning line. You know, clearly I've thrown out here the 14 Monomoy Girl. I've been pronouncing it wrong all these weeks. I just heard someone say it the other day. Monomoy Girl. Is going to be the one up being the post time favorite. I just don't like that 14 post source. Was in, raced on the front end the last time. I think there's other speed inside of her this time. And I just think from that post position at the odds, I don't think it's worth it. So our selections, Dave, and the Kentucky Oaks with a couple of long shots embedded are in race 11 on Friday are going to be the 3, the 10, and the 9.
All right. And that is for Friday, and including the Kentucky Oaks. We hope to get some big winners there for that card on the 4th. When we turn the page here, we're going to go over to Derby Day on the 5th of May, the first Saturday in May. And you've got 7 races we got here, right? Am I correct in that?
Correct. All right. Yeah.
And just a lot of races we're going to go through here, so we'll take your time. Don't go crazy here, but there's a lot to go over here, so let's pace ourselves here. The 6th race. We're going to move on to the 6th race. It's 7 furlongs, short distance. It's a 30-second running of the Humana Distaff, and it's a Grade 1, $300,000 for fillies and mares. Let's get your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 6-horse Miner's Cat, 20-1 in the morning line. Johnny V as the jockey, second time Johnny V, a sub 12-second eighth of a mile there in that last race at Keeneland. Got a nice price play with a top jockey with a horse that can show a burst. So I'm going to come right out swinging in the first stakes race on Saturday by putting a 20-to-1 shot on the top, Dave. So let's make the 6-horse Miner's Cat our top selection. Our second selection in this 6th race on Saturday, Dave, is going to be the 8-horse American Gal, 7-to-2 in the morning line. We get Jose Ortiz with a horse that shows good speed, has a couple of sub 22 second quarters of a mile, raced against a number of the horses that are in this race, probably needed the race, second off a layoff. So let's make the 8-horse, Dave, American Gal, our second selection in this 6th race on Saturday. Okay. And then our third and final selection will be the 1-horse Finley's Lucky Charm at 7-to-2 in the morning line. BJ Hernandez won its last start. Certainly can win back-to-back races as it's shown in its past performances, shown in her past performances. So let's make the 1-horse Finley's Lucky Charm our third selection. So in Churchill Downs' 6th race on Saturday, Dave, our selections are 6, 8, and 1.
Okay, and that is, if I didn't mention before, starts the pick 3. So we'll go into the 7th race, which would be the second leg of the pick 3. This is a mile on the turf. It's a grade 2. It's the 33rd running of the Longines Churchill Distaff Turf Mile. $300,000 for filly and mare, 4-year-olds. Let's get your picks.
So my top selection in this 7th race, Dave, on Saturday is the 3-horse Dream A While, who's 7-to-2 in the morning line. You get Chad and I-Rod off a little bit of a layoff, some nice turf workouts going into this thing. Sources, I'll be surprised if this horse is 7-to-2, yeah. but we will make the 3-horse Dream A While our top selection in this 7th race on Saturday at Churchill. Our second selection is a horse that I like and like the last time, the 9-horse On Leave. On Leave's 8-to-1 in the morning line. We get the other Ortiz brother.
They flipped.
On this one, Shug McGahee trains. This thing is second off a layoff. This thing really closed like a freight train last time. I remember the Honey Fox because I know that we made this horse one of our picks. So right. Let's – you know how much I like to come back on horses I've picked or played before. So let's make the 9-horse, Dave, On Leave, our second selection in the 7th race at Churchill on Saturday. And then our third and final selection is going to be the 6-horse. The 6-horse is Proctor's Ledge. This horse is 12-to-1 in the morning line. And once again, we got Johnny Velasquez at a nice price, third off a layoff. Probably bounced a little bit the last time. Nice turf record. So let's make Proctor's Ledge, Dave, the 6-horse, our third and final selection in the 7th race on Saturday at Churchill. So, Dave, to summarize, our selections in the 7th race Saturday are 3, 9, and 6.
Okay. And then let's get right over to the 8th race. That'll be the third leg of the pick 3, and it's also the start of the pick 5. This is 7 furlongs. It's a grade 2. It's the 84th running of the Churchill Downs. We're $500,000 purse for 4-year-olds on upward. Your picks.
Top selection in this race, Dave, 8th race Saturday at Churchill is going to be the 1-horse Whitmore. 6-to-1 morning line, back-to-back triple-digit buyer speed figures, back-to-back wins. Monster. This thing closed huge the last time I remember watching this race. So I think we get a nice juicy price on a horse that can close into what I think is going to be a pretty decent pace. Let's make the 1-horse Whitmore our top selection in this 8th race on Saturday at Churchill. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 3-horse Imperial Hint, 9-to-5 in the morning line, Javier Castellano. This horse was an easy winner last time as a really short priced favorite. Certainly can string together back-to-back wins as his past performances show. Let's make the 3-horse Imperial Hint our second selection in this 8th race at Churchill on Saturday. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 10-horse. The 10-horse is Awesome Slew. 5-to-2 in the morning line, second off a layoff. Mark Cassie, I-Rod Ortiz, was the favorite against Army Mule, who just ran off very impressively in that last start in the Carter at Aqueduct. So let's make the 10-horse Dave Awesome Slew our third selection. So, Dave, Saturday, race 8 at Churchill, our selections are the 1, the 3, and the 10.
Okay, let's move on to the ninth race. Mile race is a mile and a 16th. It's a grade two. It's the 27th running of the American Turf. It's $300,000 for three-year-olds. It's the start of a pick three and also a pick four available. And get your picks.
Top selection in this ninth race, Dave, on Saturday is going to be the 10-horse Murad. We get Pletcher, and boy, I sure have been picking Johnny Velasquez a lot over the course of these 2 days.
I'm watching those consistencies here with Johnny V.
Johnny V is on this horse, 6-1 in the morning line. A very, very nice turf record. Third off a layoff. A lot of things I like here. So let's make the 10 horse, Dave. Murad, our top selection in the ninth race on Saturday at Churchill. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 12 horse Rushing Fall, 5-1 in the morning line. Chad and Javier, 4-4. Lifetime starts four lifetime starts, four wins. We'll be surprised if this horse is 5-1. So let's make the 12 horse Rushing Fall our second selection in this ninth race on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the three horse. The three horses, 3 4 pence. Aiden O'Brien is the trainer. And as you know, he's also the trainer on Mendelssohn. Ryan Moore's the jockey, as he is the jockey on Mendelssohn. So this horse gets Lasix for the first time. Certainly didn't look like he liked the dirt course, or maybe he just didn't like racing against Mendelssohn the last time. But this horse is probably well meant here, very, very well bred from a turf standpoint. So let's make the three horse, 3 4 pence, our third and final selection in Saturday's ninth race at Churchill. So our selections, Dave, in the ninth race Saturday, Churchill Downs, are the 10, the 12, and the 3.
Okay. Yeah. And that three horse is first time North American start, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll move on to the 10th race. 10th race is a mile. It's grade 3, 94th running of the Pat Day Mile. It's $300,000 for three-year-olds, and we also have a pick three and pick five in here. Let's get your picks.
My top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the one-horse National Flag, Flavien Prett and Todd Pletcher. We get 4-1 in the morning line. This horse has won back-to-back, had back-to-back victories, produced a triple-digit buyer speed figure the race before last, and bounced and still won by four lengths. So logical pick. Let's make the one horse National Flag our top selection in the 10th race at Churchill on Saturday. Our second selection, let's go all the way out to the outside post. We made this horse our top pick the last race in that Lexington, the 14 Gravitas, 6-1 in the morning line. Get a jockey change back to Victor Espinoza from Rosario. Espinoza has won a couple times with this horse earlier or late in the year last year. This is another one of those kind of comebacker horses for me. So let's make the four horse, Dave, Gravitas, our second selection in this 10th race on Saturday. And then our third and final selection is going to be the eight horse. The eight horse is Mask, Javier and Chad Brown. 2-for-2 lifetime, both with Javier as the jockey, some nice bullet workouts. Yep. So let's make the eight horse Mask our third and final selection, Dave. So in this 10th race at Churchill on Saturday, our selections are going to be the 1, the 14, and the 8.
Okay. Let's go to the 11th race. The 11th race is a mile and an eighth on the turf. Grade 1, 32nd running of the Old Forester Turf Classic. It's $500,000 purse, and it's for four-year-olds on upward. Let's get your picks.
Yeah, so, Dave, my top selection in this race is going to be the one-horse Deauville. We get Ryan Moore and Aiden O'Brien again. And this horse has raced in North America a couple times, as you saw in the Arlington Million and the Woodbine Mile, a couple of grade ones. This horse looks like it's going to have a pretty good inside sitting post position and make one run at the leaders. Makes sense to me to make this horse the one, Deauville, our top selection in this 11th race at Churchill on Saturday. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 10 horse. 10 horse is Beach Patrol. Beach Patrol's 5-2. We get Chad and Rosario. This horse really got good, at least produced a couple of nice wins once Rosario got on from Florent Giroux. I really, this was my selection in the Arlington Million last year. And it's because I really like the jockey change from Giroux to a more aggressive rider like Rosario. So let's make the 10 horse, Dave, Beach Patrol, our second selection in this 11th race on Saturday. And then our third and final selection is going to be the 3 horse. The 3 horse is Kurilov. This horse is 6-1 in the morning line. You get Irod and Chad Brown. This horse is coming off a little bit of a layoff, but did produce a triple digit buyer speed figure. The last time has had 3 races in the States after racing mostly in Chile early in this horse's career. So let's make the 3 horse, Dave, Kurilov, our third selection in this 11th race at Churchill on Saturday. So to finalize our selections, Dave, our selections are the 1, the 10, and the 3, Saturday's 11th race, Churchill.
All right, and here we are, the 12th race, the 144th running of the Grade 1 Kentucky Derby. The purse is $2 million for 3-year-olds. It's a 20-horse field. They do all have an alternate this year, which was kind of unusual, having horse number 21. If there happens to be a scratch on Friday, that horse would be an Oswell eligible. And let's get your detailed picks.
Yeah, Dave, so this, I've been on this horse for a while now.
Yeah, talking a lot about it, too.
And I really have I haven't seen any reason to get off of it. So as I told you, I do a lot of watching of the prep races. Yep. I look for horses that have bursts of speed and show me something unusual and different. And as I've said to you privately many times, this horse had the most impressive Derby prep race in my opinion. So. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make 14 Mendelsohn my top selection in the Kentucky Derby at 5-1. Aiden O'Brien, Ryan Moore's the jockey. All you got to do is go back and watch the replay of that UAE Derby. This horse sprinted to get to the lead, settled, and then just drew off on the turn when they looked like they were going to get to him. He just drew off. Won by 18 lengths, yeah, produced the 106 buyer speed figure. I don't know what the shipping across the water and the pond is going to mean. I did watch this horse this morning when this horse did finally get on the track at Churchill after being in quarantine. He looked pretty full of himself. They bought this horse for $3 million. So I am going to make the 14-horse Mendelsohn my top selection in the Kentucky Derby race 12 on Saturday, Dave. Mm-hmm. My second selection, and this horse got my attention after I got the past performances. So not so much from the Derby work, but once I started looking at the PPs, I decided to make the 16-horse Magnum Moon my second selection in the Kentucky Derby, Pletcher and Saez. I noted the sub 12 second last eighth of a mile at Oaklawn. Yes, I do know that the stretch at Oaklawn has a slight decline to it. So, you know, what do you want to do? You want to make that a 12 second, a 12.01 final eighth of a mile? That's still pretty quick. And just to prove the point, in this horse's first lifetime start at Gulfstream, it produced a 12-second eighth of a mile in winning and breaking its maiden at Gulfstream. So this horse has done nothing wrong. 4-4-4, lifetime, has a great Tomlinson for a wet track. And I think this horse is being overlooked by a lot of the handicappers. So let's make the 16-horse, Dave, Magnum Moon, our second selection in the Kentucky Derby. And then I really tossed around on who to make our third selection, Dave. And you know what? Here's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Baffert Smith.
Can't beat it.
The seven horse Justify. This horse might be as good as advertised.
Yeah.
The reason I didn't make this horse my top pick, this horse has only raced at Santa Anita. And when I watched the Santa Anita Derby, this horse had his own way the entire way around the racetrack and really didn't draw off the way that I thought he was going to, having had it so much his own way. Another thing, Dave, the other thing about Justify is this horse has only been in a seven horse field. That's the largest field this horse has been in is seven horses. Wait till this horse gets in a 20 horse field. I mean, it's got to be a shock to the system. So I do respect Bob Baffert and I do respect Mike Smith. I would not want to leave this horse off my pick threes, pick fours, and pick fives. I'm going to make Justify, Dave, our third selection in the Kentucky Derby, Dave. So to summarize, on race 12, the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, Dave, our selections are 14, 16, and 7.
Now, if you don't mind, there was a couple that caught my eye. I wondered what your thoughts were on it. The three horse, Promises Fulfilled. I know that's a big long shot. I thought that would potentially had some promise, especially with Lannery as the jockey who knows Churchill Downs really well.
Yep. So as you know, Dave, I really like the race in the Fountain of Youth. But if you remember that day, Dave, we were at the off track watching that. Yeah. Speed was deadly that day. I mean, everything that was getting on the front end was winning. So, did produce a 96 buyer speed figure. I don't know that the pace is going to be that fast in the Derby. This horse certainly could hang on, and this horse is going to have the lead, and this horse could hang on for a while. Yeah. Another downside for me, Dave, is that, you know, the Tomlinson's 317 on a wet track. Yeah. There's many, many other horses in this race that have, you know, a much better, opportunity from a breeding standpoint to be successful on a wet track. But, if you like thrills, you're going to get a long price and you're going to have a horse that's going to be in front in the Kentucky Derby. So certainly I wouldn't want to talk anybody off of it.
Yeah, and then the second one I caught my eye was Good Magic, the six. That was a big race there at Keeneland, and I had thought that it's made a lot of money and looks like a decent horse. And, of course, you got Jose Ortiz, too. So what were your thoughts on that one?
Yep. So, Good Magic was in my five horses that I was looking at coming to Derby. It's a sentimental favorite kind of horse for me since I picked this horse in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, and it won it and paid, you know, $24-$25 to win in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Yeah. This horse is third off a layoff. Really hasn't done a whole lot wrong. I was not overly impressed with that race at Keeneland. In the bluegrass, look at the final eighth of a mile, 13.31. And then I start to look at some of the internal fractions and go, okay, maybe you did something impressive in those internal fractions, but I don't see anything in this horse's past performances that show me that kind of, burst of acceleration that I think you need in order to win the Kentucky Derby. Yeah. As I think I've mentioned, this is as deep a Kentucky Derby field as I can remember in a long time. You could make a case for, you know, 8, 9, maybe 10 horses in this race. And certainly I wouldn't want to put someone off Good Magic if they liked Good Magic. But, I picked the horses that I picked because they fit the profile of the kinds of things I like to look for. Yeah. When I'm picking Derby horses, but sure, absolutely. Good Magic is definitely a horse with a chance.
Well, I mean, let's just say everybody should have the best of luck with this race. 20 horses. It's one of the most challenging races to handicap, and I think you've got some great picks there, and we definitely hope that you get some winners from all these too. So with that, let's wrap this show up here. Again, make sure you're going to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. Links are at all the top there, how to get to us. You know how to listen. Just click them. Make sure you get on Twitter, Off the Charts HR, podcast update changes, any race day changes, and other picks. We may contend with some rain. We're not 100%. Last I looked at the weather forecast, the Louisville looked like it was about 40% chance on Saturday. Might be a little bit on Friday as well. So just watch out for those changes because Steve may make some changes based on the change of the track. So especially for tomorrow, since it's a short time here, the Oaks is tomorrow. Be sure that you're watching that on Twitter. And if you have any questions, you want to send us an email. Our email address is questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And with that, Steve, do you have any other closing comments on this big race, big week of horse racing, the Kentucky Derby?
No, Dave, but, just very similar to my attitude about the 2 days of Breeders' Cup, these 2 days of Derby Oaks and, yes, and the Kentucky Derby. Don't be shy.
No.
these are the money making opportunities.
Absolutely.
And so, if you're going to invest in horse racing and making wagers, these are 2 days to go for it.
Absolutely. And take advantage of the Oaks Derby double. That's always a great gimmick to jump on. So it's always a challenge, but fun to be able to handicap two races on two different days. So, all right. With that, we really appreciate you listening, and thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.